This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A return to pure capitalism.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Boy, there's a lot to tell you this morning. After a string of government bailouts, we're back to survival of the fittest on Wall Street. Two of Wall Street's biggest names are kaput. First of all, investment bank Lehman Brothers says it's filing for bankruptcy. No one would buy the company, and the government did not step in. Number two, Merrill Lynch is getting bought by Bank of America. That deal was announced in the middle of the night. Number three, insurance company AIG might be the next trouble spot. There's a lot to sort out here. We turn to our New York bureau chief, Amy Scott. Amy, let's start with Lehman. Why didn't anyone want to buy it?
Well, talks with potential buyers fell apart over the weekend. It seems largely because the federal government wouldn't provide the kind of financial backing it did with the takeover of Bear Stearns by J.P. Morgan Chase about 6 months ago. The British bank Barclays backed away from a deal yesterday, and another potential buyer, Bank of America, ended up doing a deal with Merrill Lynch.
Well, why did that deal go through and nothing happened with Lehman?
Well, Merrill was having its own troubles last week. It saw what was going on with Lehman Brothers stock, and CEO John Sain, you know, saw that and sort of saw the writing on the wall and managed to pull off a deal before Merrill's own stock collapsed. Merrill agreed to be sold to Bank of America for about $50 billion or $29 a share. So shareholders really got something out of that deal that may not have happened had the week progressed without some kind of rescue.
And it all happened without a government bailout involved, which is what we saw with Bear Stearns.
That's right.
Now, AIG, the insurance company, there's talk about trouble there and how it's connected to these investment banks. What is the connection?
Right. Well, AIG has lost some $18 billion in the last three quarters, and that's largely from its own investments in risky real estate and mortgages. Its stock fell more than 30% on Friday, and it's likely to announce some kind of restructuring plan where it will raise some capital and sell some assets. And AIG is reportedly seeking help from the Federal Reserve as well.
What do we know about how this is going to affect, first of all, the landscape on Wall Street in investment banking? Let's start with that.
Well, yeah, with Bear Stearns taken over 6 months ago, now Lehman and Merrill Lynch, this leaves just two of the big independent brokerage houses standing, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, and you can be sure investors are scrutinizing them today. The Fed is taking some additional steps to calm the markets by saying it will accept a wider array of securities as collateral for its loans. Mm-hmm. But, you know, certainly the former Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, in an interview yesterday with ABC, called this a once-in-a-half-century, perhaps once-in-a-century type of event. And the landscape will be different in ways we're only just beginning to understand.
Jeez. And there's got to be a huge impact here on the people who work on Wall Street, or don't now work on Wall Street.
That's right. Merrill Lynch has 60,000 employees. Lehman has 25,000. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with those employees yet, but it's likely there will be some heavy job losses on Wall Street.
All right, Amy Scott in New York, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
As you might imagine, the world's stock markets are taking this pretty hard. Some of the markets in Asia were closed today, but otherwise, big losses. India's main index fell more than 5%, Taiwan 4%, London is down 3.5% so far, French stocks have dropped 4%. The Dow begins the week at 11,421. It gained about 2% last week, but I imagine that'll get wiped out pretty quick this morning. Let's move on to oil. The price of oil fell again today to $98 a barrel. Looks like the Gulf oil complex is okay after Hurricane Ike. This week, Congress looks at the drilling issue. Should we open the coastline to more oil exploration? The House will vote on a new energy bill later this week. Here's Steve Henn with more.
The Democrats' energy bill repeals tax subsidies for big oil, expands tax incentives for renewable energy, and opens the door to offshore drilling 50 miles out from the U.S. coast. But before oil companies drill, each coastal state has to give its okay. And Republican Congressman John Peterson says the current bill makes that unlikely.
They took away the royalty sharing for the states.
Right now in the Gulf of Mexico, the states and the feds each take a slice of those royalties. But under the Democrats' plan, the feds would get all the money from new wells in the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Why would a state legislature fight the environmental community to open up drilling when their state doesn't get rewarded?
Peterson co-authored a competing bipartisan bill that would have shared those offshore revenues with states, allowed for drilling closer to shore, and used the federal money to fund alternative energy investments. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. By The Economist, every week covering issues that matter around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com.
I forgot to mention the dollar sank today. It's to be expected with all the turmoil on Wall Street. But I'll leave you with a sweet little story so it's not all doom and gloom this morning. A guy in Eugene, Oregon wanted to sell his 1972 Chevy pickup, but he couldn't get anyone to pay cash for it. A woman named Ann Gordon came forward and said she would bake him a pie every month for 2 years as payment. The final payment came this month. It was a hot peach pie. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.